Good morning, students. Welcome to the e-learning session for class 8. We will begin with the second module of lesson 3, Glimpses of the Past by S. D. Sawant. The second module recounts the work done by a social reformer, Ram Mohan Roy. Then it is followed by the oppressive policies used by the British to oppress Indians and the dissatisfaction that it leads to. It is represented through pictures and speech bubbles to clarify our understanding of the conditions that led to the event known as the First War of Independence in 1857. So to begin with, here Raja Ram Mohan Roy, 1772-1833. Ram Mohan Roy, a learned man from Bengal, tried to reform the society. He taught people that the main precepts of all religions were the same. He told his wife Uma that cows are of different colors, but the color of their milk is the same. Different teachers have different opinions, but the very essence of every religion is the same. He emphasized the practical and scientific use of knowledge. He went to England. He reminded the British that rulers too had their duty towards their subjects. He started newspapers, but the suspicious British stopped them in 1823. Next, oppression, 1765-1835. In 1818, a resolution was passed. Under it, an Indian could be jailed without trial in a court. All the time, British officers in India, they drew large salaries. They made fortunes in business. By 1829, Britain was exporting British goods worth 7 crore rupees to India. The first British Governor General of India, Bentinck, reported to England, "The bones of cotton weavers are bleaching the plains of India." Thus, the British prospered on the ruins of Indian industry. Then it is followed by dissatisfaction, 1835-56. Education in India was in Persian and Sanskrit. In 1835, an English man named Macaulay suggested a change. He said that they should teach the natives through the English language. English education produced the clerks to whom British gave petty jobs under them. Incidentally, it also produced a new generation of intellectuals. Some of them tried to educate the masses. Some decided to convey the grievances of the people to the British Parliament. By 1856, the British had conquered the whole of India. They cared little about the needs of Indians. So this is end of module 2. Students have to attempt the exercises for practice. That is exercise number 2 and number 3. Then it is followed by MCQ. Students have to write the answers in their notebooks. Thank you.